From America's number one travel radio show, I'm Robert Carey with today's RM World Travel Minute. You know, as most of you around the country know, Mary and I are regularly on the move and traveling with our nationally syndicated travel program. That means a lot of time in airports and a lot of time on planes. There used to be a time when I looked forward to air travel and all that came along with it, but after the 800 or more flights I've taken in my lifetime, candidly, it may be over 1,000 at this point if I really think about it. Well, let's just say the novelty of it has worn thin, as there's a lot of agita associated with flying these days. And I'm saying that having top loyalty status, access to all the fast security, club room access, and typically flying in first or business class. Now, an easy solution is to fly private, right? But the cost associated with private jets is still something that makes me bristle. I've not made the leap yet. Demand for private jets, however, is surging. Honeywell is projecting more than 8,500 new executive jets will be delivered over the next decade. With numbers like that, it should translate into lower pricing, so perhaps making the move will soon be more attractive. Share your thoughts with me at rmworldtravel.com/contact.